A teenager from Kenai set out last year to protect the eroding sand dunes along the Kenai River. His school project to save the dunes has garnered national attention, and this week was one of only 10 in the entire country to win the President's Environmental Youth Award in Washington, D.C. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
16-year-old Lincoln Wensley says the dunes covered in beach grass along the Kenai River are beautiful to look at, but they're also important to the local ecology.
Me and my dad and just all my friends go down and hang out on the beach all the time, and seeing the dunes and the problems that they are facing through the erosion just kind of spurred me to start my project.
Wensley says when the dunes erode, they don't provide as much protection for the nearby bluff, which can also become depleted. He says that can have serious consequences.
For one, the senior center is also right on the bluff there, and also many homes are right along the coastline there, and if the bluff continues to erode at the rate that it does, then those homes are in face of being destroyed.
Wensley's class at Kenai Central High School designed projects through the Caring for the Kenai program, a partnership of industry, environmentalists, and schools to get students thinking about ways to improve the Kenai Peninsula's environment. As part of his project, Wensley created a 3-minute educational video about what people can do to protect the dunes and why they should.
The dunes on the beach play a significant role in protecting the bluff and beach from erosion.
Wensley advised people to stay off the dunes, especially during the busy sport fishing season when throngs gather along the river. The city of Kenai credits Wensley's project with fewer trespassing violations during last summer's fishing season and less human-caused coastal erosion. The city council increased trespassing fines and is now considering other ways to protect the dunes, like boardwalks. Kenai Mayor Pat Porter traveled all the way to Washington to see Wensley receive his award on Wednesday. She says he opened up the community's eyes to a problem.
We ignored it, and that was a sad thing because our dunes were getting trampled and trucks driving on them and four-wheelers, and we realized we needed to protect them, and Lincoln brought that full circle, and it was very easy when you have a young person in your school who makes you realize that, wait a minute, you need to wake up here because this is my future and your grandkids' future, etc. And he did that.
Wensley's project was selected as the best in the Northwest, which includes Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. On Wednesday, it was one of 10 in the nation to receive the President's Environmental Youth Award at a ceremony at the Environmental Protection Agency.
And finally, Region 10, Lincoln Wensley from Kenai, Alaska, for Protect the Dunes. Thank you, Lincoln.
EPA head Lisa Jackson handed out the awards and talked about the recipients, who designed projects ranging from relighting a town in Pennsylvania with efficient light bulbs to a Utah youth movement to make parks smoke-free.
The Presidential Environmental Youth Awards are a really big honor. President Obama joins me in recognizing you for leading the way towards a brighter future for your communities and for our planet.
Jackson congratulated the gathered students, but stressed they can do more.
So let this be the beginning of the next thing. Let it be only the first of many award-winning opportunities in the environment. I'm so proud of you. I know you'll stay involved and work to protect the environment. And I'm very excited to see where you're going to take us next. Thank you so much.
For Lincoln Wensley, this is actually the second big award he's received for his Protect the Dunes project. Earlier this month, he was in Washington as Alaska's top high school volunteer. He says the time spent with other students from around the country who are making a difference in their communities will push him to do more.
Yeah, it's really great just seeing all the different things that the young kids across America can do. It's just really inspiring to me also, and seeing how I can also improve my project and go on with that.
In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.